This is Wade Ranthke with the Chief Organizer's Report, ending no-fault evictions in England. Acorn's been in the headlines in the United Kingdom recently, heralding the end of something called Section 21. It's worth understanding fully because this is a huge win for tenants and spells the end for so-called no-fault evictions, which are poison for private renters and candy for the landlords. As The Guardian explains, the government will consult on abolishing Section 21 evictions in England, meaning private landlords would no longer be able to evict tenants from their homes at short notice and without good reason. Currently, landlords have the right to get rid of tenants with as little as 8 weeks' notice after a fixed-term contract is ended. The government said that Section 21, which is notoriously hard to challenge, had become one of the leading causes of family homelessness. Prime Minister Theresa May took a break from the Brexit disaster to announce the consultation as she tried to respond to the housing crisis for tenants in the country and shore up her declining support and seeming disinterest in domestic affairs. The change was a result of a lengthy campaign across the country. In the final stages, Acorn was part of the End Unfair Evictions Coalition, but it also included our longtime allies Generation Rent and the New Economics Foundation, along with the London Tenants Union. A petition of 50,000 in support of numerous local governments was key. Acorn said the change should not be seen as a gift from a benevolent government, but the result of a long-fought campaign by organized tenants. More than 4 million households, or 11 million people, are now renters. Shelter, although not part of the campaign, noted that 1 in 5 of families who rent privately have moved at least 3 times in the last 5 years, and 1 in 10 say that a private landlord or letting agent has thrown their belongings out and changed the locks. Citizen Advice, another nonprofit not involved in the campaign, suggested that tenants who made a formal complaint about their landlord or the state of their rented home had a 46% chance of being issued with a Section 21 eviction notice in the following 6 months. Next step for Acorn is pushing the consultations to a quick conclusion. The organization is beefing up its ability to handle Section 8 evictions when they come, with a recently added defense coordinator in the main Bristol headquarters. As The Guardian tried to forecast the future, under the proposals, landlords seeking to evict tenants would have to use the Section 8 process, which can be implemented when a tenant has fallen into rent arrears, has been involved in criminal or antisocial behavior, or has broken terms of the rent agreement, such as damaging the property. Ministers have said they will amend the Section 8 process to allow it to be used by landlords if they want to sell the property or move back in themselves. Unlike Section 21, tenants can challenge Section 8 evictions in court. This victory doesn't end the war, just changes the battleground for Acorn so that at least we will be fighting on more even ground for tenants. This is Wade Ranthke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.
This program is produced by WAMF 90.3 FM in New Orleans, Louisiana, and distributed by Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, a grassroots effort to produce public radio news and information serving the needs of low and moderate income working Americans by providing a platform for voices not commonly heard in mainstream media. For more information, please visit our website at affiliatedmediamovement.org.